Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The winner of Big Brother 2020.
This is the hardest decision I've ever had to make. My heart belongs with someone else.
You come to my beach, eh? Your game's done.
Welcome to another episode of Reality Is. Now, here's your hosts, Liz and Shane.
Welcome to the first episode of Reality Is. This is a podcast where you can share your horrendous audition experiences with us. But more than that, it's a chat about how to improve your chances of being cast in one of the most sought-after places on reality TV. We're talking Survivor.
The Bachelor.
Married at First Sight. We'll even give you tips on how to be selected on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, because, hey, who doesn't want to be a millionaire? Just ask me. I do the lotto. I make millionaires every week. I am Liz Cantor, as you just heard. I am the lotto presenter here in Australia, but I'm also a two-time reality TV show winner. I won The Mole back in 2005, and I won international survival show Livingstone in 2016. Shane, when you auditioned for Big Brother, how many people were you pitted up against?
I think there was about 58,000 that went for the Big Brother series of 2020. So, yeah, it was a lot.
You didn't?
Yeah.
Win it,
no.
But Australia fell in love with you and you survived COVID in the house.
I did. I was very lucky to survive COVID in the house.
And we're going to speak to the 2020 Big Brother winner, Chad, today.
Yes, we are.
Get his tips on how he got cast on the return of Big Brother. Shane, when I was auditioning for The Mole, one of the casting exercises was to tell everyone in the room one truth and one lie and then reveal which was which.
Mm-hmm.
So hit me with it, and our listeners, tell us one truth and one lie about yourself.
For me, yeah. Personally, okay, I used to be a country singer. Not many people know that. And I also was a DJ in a strip club. Not many people know that either, so.
Well, I know you weren't in a strip club. And you left it at, oh my God, okay, so you need to listen to this next bit. I'm just going to jump straight into it. I can still remember what I said when I was cast for The Mole. My truth and my lie were I spent part of my childhood living in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I was a competitive surfer.
Okay.
You know the truth because you've known me for a very long time.
I do.
But the room had to kind of vote for which one they thought was like a lie or a truth, and it was quite split.
Yeah.
And the casting directors watched for that reaction, like who could sell a lie. But more than that, every casting director will throw all these sort of games at you. And it's not just about playing games. It's also there's always a psychology behind the task. So with that game, tell a truth and tell a lie, most people when put on the spot will come up with a lie that they wish was true. And for me, that was true. Like I always had a fascination with living in Africa. So have you always had a fascination with being a DJ in a strip club?
I was a DJ in a strip club.
Shut up! That was the truth!
That was the truth.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, it's dead set serious. Surfer's Paradise.
You were a country singer?
No, I wasn't. I want to be a country singer. That's the
Oh my God. And that is why you were cast on Big Brother, because I thought I knew you and you just fully fooled me.
Did your mind just blow out of your head?
Yes. Yeah. Have you always wanted to be a country singer?
Yeah, I like country singing.
The game works.
Music. Yeah.
People will think of a lie that they wish was true. So the casting directors aren't only seeing who can convince somebody of something that isn't true, but also in their psychology, who they want to be.
Yeah, deep down, I want to be a country singer.
And deep down, I really wanted to live in an Africa.
There we go.
But I was like, I'm a surfer.
Yeah, well, I was a DJ strip club. Dude.
My mind is blown. There you go, everyone. Everything you say in a casting counts. Remember that. We are going to try and give you all our tips to score a spot on one of Australia's most popular reality TV shows. So, Shane, let's get stuck into it. Let's introduce today's guest. We've gone straight for the winner of one of the most successful comebacks in reality TV.
Our first guest today has been splashed all over all sorts of media, from TV, radio, the front cover of magazines, especially this year, as he was the winner of this year's Big Brother 2020, Mr. Chad Hurst. But before becoming a household name, Chad grew up in very humble beginnings with mum and dad and brother in a place he loves to call C-Town, Campbelltown in Western Sydney. Chad had no real head start in life, and everything he's achieved, he's done with hard work and perseverance. So starting off as a tradie, working on the roofs of many houses throughout the Sydney region, then working as a personal trainer on the side, he became very fit. And as he was a very, very unattractive man, he decided to try his hand at modelling. As first-time models do, they run around Sydney going to different castings, trying to get their contracts and to launch them into the stratosphere of their career. Eventually, after losing all the beefcake muscle and shredding down, he was awarded an international modelling contract, which saw him grace the covers of Vogue, hitting the Milan runways, and all the trimmings that come with being an international male model. After a stint in Europe and the US, Chad returned home to start up his personal training business when he heard that his family's favourite TV show, in particular his father's, who he unfortunately lost last year, was coming back. He knew he had to apply. And the rest is history.
The winner is Chad!
I give to you Chad Hurst, Big Brother 2020 winner.
Before you auditioned for Big Brother, you were working as a personal trainer. Did that allow you kind of to make your own hours and actually get to the auditions in the first place?
Yeah, you think that you do your own hours, but really you got to keep grinding to make money. So you're still in that gym, like 14-hour days. But you get to pick and choose. It's just a headache when you go for the audition. You know, if I move clients and I have to try and reschedule them for the next week, and it's a bloody nightmare because it's like a direct debit that the gym was doing, so then I have to catch up on different sessions and stuff like that. So that was a nightmare. And, you know, and everything was kind of last minute, so that threw me right off.
And they kind of do that on purpose, give you the last minute phone calls, because they have so many people competing for the spot that if you make it difficult for them, they'll just move on to the next one, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I feel like they have their mindset on like, particular person, and then they put them in like categories of these. We're going to choose one out of this like kind of group of people. So yeah, you got to be switched on all the time.
Absolutely. Okay, let's take a step backwards. How did you find out about the casting for Big Brother and the show was coming back? And what were your thoughts?
The first time I heard about it was this was before they were cast, and I did hear about it, and I think I was overseas or something. I did see it, and I just lost my marbles. I was like, no way. I was straight onto it. And then, like, a few months later or whatever, the agency asked me to, like, tell me about it. So I was just like, yeah, this is perfect. I was so happy.
So you hadn't actually auditioned for the show before. This was your first time?
Yeah.
Talk me through the audition experience. The nerves. What did you wear? What did you have for breakfast? Did you have a cup of coffee, or did you try and calm yourself down?
Just a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And it's just like you can't prep for it. That's what I think. You just can't prep for it. I think your better impulse reactions is how you get through things. If you try and prep for it, then you're gonna overthink it. You're gonna stutter. You're gonna stuff up. But that's why you just know when to for the interview, and then just like impulse reactions and just go answer the question straight away, I guess.
I have this theory. I was once told that if you go in wearing anything too busy or with patterns, or the casting directors are seeing so many people that it's actually easier for them to remember someone in solid block colours or in not too busy outfits. So when I cast for The Mole, I was wearing a plain green t-shirt. Shane, what were you wearing?
I was wearing a Mad Huey shirt, as I usually do.
Coloured. Were you wearing a colour, Chad? Yeah. Is my theory right?
No, actually, I do remember what I was wearing now. Black on black on black. So I was working, doing some, digis for the agency. So I was wearing that outfit. Like when you do castings and stuff like that. In the modeling game, you just wear black on black. That's what they usually, the brands tell you to wear. So we all kind of like look similar, I guess. So I was wearing that. That's what I was wearing. I remember now.
That's really interesting.
Emmy Knight.
Again, it doesn't distract the eye too much. So rather than looking at your outfit and going, I don't like that shirt or I do like that shirt, they're actually listening and looking at your face and you're more memorable.
Saying, I do like that face.
Because it's a very likable face, exactly. Let's be honest.
Skinny, right?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So we've asked what you were wearing. You know what you had for breakfast today. I mean, on the day of casting. Is there anything you avoided on your way to the casting? And were you nervous?
No, I wasn't nervous at all. I didn't even really think about it, to be honest. I was just carried on doing a usual day. That's how I do kind of like castings and stuff like that, I guess. You can't overthink it. So, yeah, would have just had me brekkie, jump in the car and go. I wasn't really nervous at all. I was actually more excited to have a chat because I'm interested to see how everything goes in, you know, in the reality casting world, because I've never gone down that road before. So I was interested to see how it all works out, like how they do things.
And I guess you were very lucky because you were coming from a background where you have had audition and casting experience through your work as a model. So I guess that would have given you a step up. Did you notice you could tell those in the room that were more comfortable than others?
Oh, yeah, right. I was used to it because the modelling game's 98% rejection. So it's real cutthroat. You know, you go to a casting with this 200 guys and they choose one person. And that's what I've been doing for the past 6 years. So, yeah, that's where you just know, like, you can't overthink things. You can't get too excited. You just got to do it. If it's a no, it's a no. You move on.
So just remember that, people. Don't take it personally if this is the 20th time you're auditioning for Big Brother.
Yeah.
You've still got, like, what is it? Another 20 rejections to make 98%.
Exactly.
Has never been my forte. Was Shane in any of your auditions?
Nah. Shane wasn't there. He's probably out in the sunshine. Up Queensland somewhere kicking back. I don't know where he was, but didn't see him.
That's how we roll. What can I say? Was there anyone?
We wouldn't have got in. We would have went to the pub or something like that.
Was there anyone in your audition that made it to the show that you remembered from the audition?
No. I don't know anyone, no. Mine was a little bit late. I was a late comer doing things. So I was very, very late. Pretty sure what happened was they already found their cast already. So, and I was kind of like the last person or second last person chosen. So, yeah, I was the alien of the group.
Talk me through what happened when you turned up. You walk into a room. Are there other people in the room, other contestants? Is it one-on-one with a producer, a casting agent, a director? Set the scene for us.
Yeah, mine was through, I had, I think, like two or three videos, and then I had to go in for a casting as well. And it was, all the producers and stuff like that. I think it was just all, the company running the show. I was just talking to a whole different bunch of people. So just question after question after question. And then, that's how things went. And that's when I kind of thought, oh, maybe I'm going to be intruder, because I feel like I'm like probably the last one chosen out of the whole collection. And I was bloody right. I knew I was going to be a latecomer to the house. I knew it from the start.
You weren't the latest, mate. I was.
Yeah, you were the latest, yeah.
Okay, let's just ask something for the Big Brother fans. Do you think that was a disadvantage, an advantage? What is it like coming in as an intruder?
You go, Chad.
Oh, yeah. Feeling like a massive disadvantage. What do you reckon, Chad? It was tough.
It was tough. Like, I came in full last, so it was tough for me. I had to hit the ground running, try to make all these sort of relationships really, really super quick, which luckily enough I did with you in particular, but I felt as though I did that with everyone in the house really, really quickly, and that's, you know, to my own advantage. I got to stay that little bit longer, so most of the people that came in with me were voted out quite quickly, as you know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I feel the same. I came in a group of four and we kind of stuck together, but it was very intimidating, you know, because we came in like 3 days late and there was already groups formed and it was just us four. And it was so clear, as soon as you walk in, you can just see the groups and you're just like, oh, shit, all right, we should put some groundwork in.
That Daniel, yeah. He was a bit intimidating, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He's bloody tall, I tell you that.
Chad, back to your interview. Are there any questions that you really remembered or you went home and you analysed your answers? Or, I mean, think about our listeners here. If you can give them any tips on preparing for an audition for Big Brother, what were they? What's your insight?
What my advice to everyone is, it's just, like I've said it before, just don't overthink it. You know, just be who you are. Don't try and be someone else or what you think they would like, because they're after personality and who you are. So if you're a crazy bugger, then be a crazy bugger. If you're chilled, be chilled, you know. Don't try and, like, change at all. And don't prep too much, like, otherwise you're going to stuff up. I reckon just be who you are. That's as simple as that. That's what they want. It's a reality show. They want real. They want authentic. Big Brother, there's no producers telling you what to do. It's all you inside the house, and that's what they want. So that's my best advice. Don't overthink things.
I completely second that, everyone listening, because you can't maintain fakeness through an audition process, through the reality TV show. If you're trying to be more entertaining than you usually are in your everyday life, you burn out too quickly before the end of the casting.
You burn out, yeah. Hell yeah. That's so true. Yeah, you definitely burn out, 100%. And your personality would crack. You don't want that. You definitely don't want that, especially if you make it through the house and halfway through you just change into a different person. That's like, you stick out like dog balls, I'll tell you that.
You definitely can't fake 6 weeks or 8 weeks of being someone you're not in a house anyway. So like Liz said, you'll burn out. Your true colours will shine through eventually in a house like that, in an environment like that anyway. So
I don't even think you need to fake it though, because what you need to understand as well, like you were saying, you felt like with Big Brother, they cast into categories and then they narrowed down those categories. I completely believe that they are looking for your girl next door. They are looking for your boring bloke. They are looking for your over top. They are looking
exactly
for the bully.
Right.
So just be you and be in your category.
Yep, that's right. That's so right. You know, there was like 20 housemates, and every single housemate, not one of them are similar. They are their own person, and that's what they want, which is why, you just nailed it. You got to be yourself, because they're looking for that. You know, they're looking exactly for that.
Where were you when you received the phone call that you had scored a spot on Big Brother 2020?
I was in the street just thinking, I'm waiting for a call. Hopefully it'll come through, and I got home, right? And then I got the call and I was just so stoked. I went straight across to the bloody Charing Cross pub, had a few beers, you know, message few of the lads, like, come around, boys, it's on.
So the lads were the first people you told?
No, I called me ma first, told her and told the boys.
And how did you tell your friends and family?
Oh, my God. You could have seen this mug on the TV, like, cracking it out with, like, 20 other people.
Shane, where were you when you got the phone call that you had been cast on Big Brother?
I was sitting in front of the computer and Jade was behind me and I got the phone call and I just went, yep. And then Jade looked at me and goes, who was that? And I said, I'm going on Big Brother 2020. And she just screamed and I screamed and then we all had a big hug and a kiss and then it was all like all hands on deck trying to format my life for the next 3 months. Basically, juggle the kids, who's going to have them, get relatives involved.
Who's got the kids?
Pretty much.
Perhaps this is a good time to point out as well that on a lot of these reality TV shows, you aren't paid. On The Mole, I was given a living expense, which just covered rent. Did you guys get any payment during the experience?
Yeah, you get a day rate, which wasn't actually too bad. So I was really happy with that. But that's a tough thing, I guess. Like if you're a tradie or whatever, or you know, in the office job, that it's hard to say to someone, "All right, I'm going to be away for either 2 days or 3 months." You know, you don't know. So it's like if you can get 10 weeks off from work and take it, because you just never bloody know. Like I had beers ready for Chris to put them in the fridge after a week, so and then I ended up staying there for 7 weeks, so the beers got pretty warm.
When I was cast on The Mole, I was actually working for a local radio station here on the Gold Coast, CFM, and I was driving their cruisers, you know, the chick that hands out all the chocolate milk and all, like, the freebies out the back of the car.
So
trying to get a foot in the door, and I got the phone call, and I think my last casting had been on the Friday, and the Saturday, the next day, I was driving the Sea Cruiser and I got the phone call that I'd got a spot on the show. And what they did to us back then, they said, can you return the contract within 24 hours if you agree to be on the show? You leave on Monday. So they didn't give you much time to, like, be able to tell. I guess there wasn't social media back then. There was no Instagram. There was no Facebook. It was 2005. But they still didn't give you enough time to tell many people because they wanted to keep it really secretive before they sent you off. So anyway, I drove back to the office. I won't drop any names here, but she's gone on to be quite a successful singer. I'll give you a little clue. And I went into her office because she was my boss. And I said, do you think I could have anywhere from 1 to 2 weeks to 3 months off work? And she said, no way. I said, well, I've been cast on this like primetime Channel 7 reality TV show. Is there any possibility? And she's like, no, because it's, a bit ruthless in radio. And it was the first time in my life, still to this day, that I turned around and went, well, I quit. I guess I quit. I mean, that goes against my whole work ethic because I am like, I've got Jewish blood. We work. We don't quit jobs. But, I was like, there was just something in me that just went, I'm going to do this.
How long did you take off?
Well, I ended up being gone the 3 months. I was the winner of The Mole.
Look at you two, you pair of winners, hey?
I'm going to say this pretty much every episode of this whole podcast series, but, Chad, I'm yet to lose a reality show. So you get one more under your belt and then we'll be on par. See, I want another one overseas.
I'll hold it to you.
I'm never going on another one again because I don't want to like it not win one. Ryan really wants to put me on Survivor so he can just see me completely.
I reckon you'll go all right.
No, I'd be terrible. So I would I'd be knocked off my perch for sure. I don't do not eating very well.
So Liz is 2-0 for reality TV shows. I'm 0-2.
We'll put you on another one. Step up your game. Chad, highlight of your experience. It could be a highlight of the casting or a highlight of being on the show. Because really when you're living it in yourself, it's not just the show. It's the whole woe to go.
Well, I think the highlight that really got me, there's a couple of good times, but that's a hard question because there's so many things. But I think one of the highlights was that feeling of winning that last challenge and knowing if I've made it through and then the ball was in my court, what to do. It was a very proud feeling, so that was a huge highlight for me. Just to know that I did it, I got that far. So that was that was big kick in the dick. Yeah, that was good. That was a massive highlight.
Did he say kick in the dick?
Yeah. He likes
it. Yeah, like it's like a slap in the face. I did it.
slap in the face. I prefer that saying, I've got to be honest. When you got crowned the winner, did you have an out-of-body experience? Because I kind of did. So for me, when we were behind doors, there was me and Craig, the final two. Well, me, Craig, and John. John was the mole, Craig and I were the final two contestants. And Tom Williams, who was hosting season 5 of The Mole, said, could the winner now please open their door? And at that point, I had to open a door handle and see if my door would open because the winner's door would open.
Oh,
and as I went
right,
to open the
cool.
door handle, my heart rate went bonkers. I went really hot. I started to see stars. And I just remember thinking, holy shit, I'm going to faint before I can open this hand, like before I can touch this handle. And like, yeah. I remember like just kind of not even being present to open the handle and stepping through. And everything was just kind of a blur. Was it that way for you?
Yeah, just 100 miles an hour. Yeah, that's it. Well, I dropped the F-bomb on live TV.
You did a couple of times, actually.
Yeah. So I charged you, and Sonia ran out Chad, and I just went, just dropped the F-bomb. I couldn't, I wasn't even there. I was just like out of body experience, like you said. Everything was just 100 miles an hour. I was trying to get Ma to talk for me, but she couldn't talk.
I was about to grab the mic, mate. I just could imagine you falling through the door and fainting through the door and the mole when you would have walked through there. That would have been all-time funny.
All-time funny. It was so close to happening, and that's what's not funny about that situation. So, and then on the other show, which was called Livingstone, it was basically a survival show that was shot by a Norwegian company that created the format of Survivor, and they had 5 couples from around the world, and me and my husband got cast to be the Australian couple. And when we won under circumstances that we really had absolutely no chance of winning. But the people who should have won, they had a final challenge where they used up all their beanbags before landing 3 beanbags on 3 poles. And so we were like 20 minutes behind them, but then we could take all the time in the world to land our beanbags. And we landed all 3 beanbags, and Ryan didn't think, and he tackled me in excitement when I landed the 3rd beanbag because that meant that we were the winners of the show, and nearly knocked me out because I landed head backwards on the dirt. And I was like, not again. Are you serious? I'm not going to be present for this 2nd win. I was like, seeing stars. I'm like, oh. Behind the scenes secrets, Chad. I mean, COVID. That's all I could think when I found out that the Big Brother contestants were experiencing COVID in that situation. I thought, they're going to think they're being punked. They're going to think that this is some part of the game. Like, we're not believing it on the outside. How can they believe it in the inside?
Yeah, it was like, you know, everyone had their speculations. Everyone was saying different things. And like, you know, I remember the producers telling me that everyone was freaking out in the house. And when we got told about COVID, and then all I remember was asking, is Coachella still on?
that was the first question for many people.
Yeah, that was the first question to ask, and the producers had a good laugh about that after the show. They were telling me they had a laugh about that. So everyone's freaking out. Because I spoke to Mom. I was like, oh, yeah, we had a phone call home, and, you know, Mom's pretty black and white. She's like, oh, no, you'll be all right, Chatty, just chill. So then asked Big Brother, I said, you know, is Coachella still on? It wasn't, obviously got shut down, so that's when I got gutted. I was pretty sad after that.
But did, when they said to you, no, Coachella's not on this year, like, did that feel real?
Yeah, that's when I was like,
this is a big deal.
That's when it really, yeah, that hit home. And I was also worried about my job overseas. I lost that. So I lost my American visa, which took me like, you know, 2.5 years to get. So I lost that too. I was thinking about that inside. I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to go out to no work, which is what happened. Came out outside of the house to no job. So, yeah, that was all pretty surreal. You're like, shit, go to lockdown inside the house, straight back to lockdown when you get out, because that's when we wound up in stage 4 or something like that. So it was a bloody spin out.
Oh, in all seriousness, it has been an extreme year. I'm so sorry to hear that. But hopefully, you know, those green cards, surely Big Brother winner's got to help out a bit when times change.
Yeah, well, you know, I had the A1, so I was in the renewing process. It would have been like it's the 6th year one, and you go for your green card whenever. And I freaking lost it. So I was like, I have to replay again once, you know, let's see what the election does over there. If Trump gets out and I've got a chance, he's in, then I guess I'm still stuck here. But not bad to be here, is it?
Oh, my God. Democracy is on the ballot. America, please vote. Okay, this is not a political podcast. Chad, we have faith that we are going to see you everywhere in the next couple of years. Your final casting tips to our listeners.
Final casting tips, buddy. All right. Have a few beers beforehand. Just relax. You know, that's it. Just relax and be yourself. That's all I've got to say. Like, just be yourself. Don't stress. Just go. Don't study questions. But stick to your game plan. Have your game plan and just stick to it. But don't be anyone else. That's just my tip. Just relax, yeah.
Chad, would you do it all over again?
Yeah. If you would ask me this, I was inside the house, I'd say, hell no, like, get me out of this bloody house. I was struggling that last week. I was like, wanted to pull the pin. I remember going into the diary room saying, oh, Big Brother, I'm cracking. There's so much drama in this house. Me and the lads never have any drama, but there's so much drama in here and I'm about to crack. So if you would have asked me in the house, I would have said no. But now, so I was like, yeah, definitely I'll give it a crack again.
Chad, thank you so much for being our first guest on the Reality Is podcast. We're really, really grateful for your time. We're very humbled just starting out you know, 2020, we don't really have jobs either.
No, I don't have a job.
No, I still do for the moment.
This is my job at the moment.
Cheers to the bum line.
Thank you, Chad.
Thanks, Chaddy.
Hello, Chad.
I got a BB.
I am Big Brother.
If you are enjoying listening to our show, we are a brand new podcast. Please share us with your friends and your family. Write us a review. We'd love your feedback so we can keep improving this for you weekly. And hit us a line at www.realityispodcast.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.